If I asked you to picture a leader, what image would come to mind? How tall would your leader be? What would they be wearing? How fit would they be? How would they be holding their body? What is the set of their jaw? What expression is on their face? How is their hair done? What color is their hair? What color are their eyes and skin? What are they doing? How does their voice sound? Who is this leader that you are imagining? Chances are, it's someone you know, or at least a collage of features of different people you have accepted as leaders. Maybe they've been your team captains, your influential friends, bosses, teachers, a parent. All of us have some image in our mind of who a leader is, of what a leader looks like. Why does it matter what we think a leader looks like? Well, it matters what we think a leader looks like because if we don't look like the image we have in our mind of a leader, chances are we won't consider ourselves a leader. We won't step into leadership opportunities. We won't cultivate our own leadership practice. The idea of leader prototypicality tells us that if we don't fit the mold of what we think of as the prototypical leader, we will not consider ourselves to be leaders. The problem with this is that for a long time, leadership positions have been filled by a very small, very specific minority that many of us do not look like. At the risk of grossly oversimplifying things, we have for a long time and for many complicated and complex reasons had a disproportionate number of able-bodied, hetero, white males in positions of power and leadership. And while there is something innately influential about a smart, fit, strong dude, these are not the attributes that predict good leadership. Sure, on the sports field, physical attributes like these, as well as the confidence and assertiveness that most of us picture in our prototypical leader, might serve the team well. But a pile of research converges on the fact that genetic attributes like gender, height, looks, and even extroversion account for only about 30% of leader effectiveness. Only about 30%. That leaves a remaining 70% of how effective or good a leader is that has nothing to do with them looking a certain way or fitting a certain prototype. So the problem with our prototypical leader, as, say, a tall, fit, smart, extroverted white dude, is that not only does it prevent the majority of us from seeing ourselves as potential leaders, it also has almost nothing to do with determining how good or effective a leader will be. Let me just quickly explain three things about leadership. First, leadership is not your position. Being team captain, manager, boss, or CEO does absolutely not make you a leader. Nor do you need to be a captain, manager, boss, or CEO in order to lead. Second, leadership is not management. Both leadership and management are important to the functioning of teams and to the success of businesses and organizations, but they are very distinct processes. Management is about planning, maintaining stability, and reaching targets. Leadership is about inspiration and innovation, initiating change, and striving towards values-based outcomes. Third, each of us experiences and practices leadership daily. Leadership is about inspiring. It's about motivating others towards shared goals. It's about igniting collective action. Leadership is what it takes to get a group project done. It's what it takes to win most games. It's what it takes to decide what to do and where to go on a night out, or how and when and where to protest, or when to take a holiday and where to go. Leadership is what it takes to lead people into something new and unknown, and out the other side, better and stronger for it. So what am I saying? Quite simply, what I'm saying is that you can lead, and you do lead, when you initiate change, when you spread inspiration, when you motivate people to do something new or different. You are leading. Developing your leadership potential will increase your ability to affect change around you. It will increase your ability to determine your own future and to shape the teams, workplaces, organizations, and communities that you're part of. Now that we've teased out some of what it actually means to lead, I want you to go back to the idea of your prototypical leader. I want you to revisit the image you called to mind when I first asked you to picture a leader. What I invite you to do is to start to edit that image, to superimpose features of good leaders, people in your life who have helped you be and become the best version of yourself, people who have helped you strive and grow. I want you to superimpose the features of the kind of leadership that you find truly good, inspiring, and uplifting. In the future, when you think of what a leader looks like, my hope for you is that you start to see at least a glimmer of yourself, of your own leadership practice, and your own potential to affect positive change in your life, in your teams, in your organizations, and in your communities. So, here's to breaking the prototypical mold and recasting your image of what a leader looks like, with a clear picture of the kind of leader you admire and want to be. And may this aspirational image guide your continued leadership development journey.